You sit there and you thump your Bible and you say your prayers and it didn't get you anywhere. You talk about your Psalms, you talk about your John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whooped your ass. I don't care what the card says. You're listening to Take Two Takedown with your host John and Craig. And that's the bottom line, because Stone's Cold said so. Give me a hell yeah.
All right, welcome back to Take Two Takedown. This is episode 10. It's December 13th, 2017. A lucky Wednesday for our listeners because we are back.
Back. Episode 10. Double digits. Super and time.
But not so lucky for us, Craig. We had to separate.
We did, and I hate to separate from you.
But it's for a good cause.
It is, but it's so hard.
Well, it's the holiday season. We need to spend a little time apart so that we can build our relationship by buying each other Christmas presents.
Yay! Shopping!
So, I don't know where you went. I went to a secret undisclosed location, and in there is this just stores and stores of stuff.
Like, all together?
I think it comes from the Dutch mural.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think Americanized, they call it a mall.
Mall. A mall?
So
I've heard of, is this like Sky Mall where you buy cool stuff in the magazine that's in an airplane?
No. Literally, you walk through these big hallways, and there's other people there, and then along the edges of the hallway are these things called stores, and they sell things. Like, you know when you go on Amazon, right, and that's where I buy everything.
Yes, correct.
And when I do go on Amazon, I go through the Take Two portal so that they can get a little kickback from it. But we'll get into that a little later. Anyway, long and short of it is, it's like physically being in Amazon.
I don't believe you. I don't
understand. No, like you can walk into one of these stores, they call them, and you can touch the stuff.
So weird.
It's crazy. Like it doesn't.
So weird.
And then they hand it to you in a bag. It doesn't come to you in a box with a label.
Man, that's freaky.
So
that's freaky.
The so other thing
that you're in this mall.
Mall. And guess who's here?
Huh?
Hmm? Santa's here.
Santa, I know him.
He's taking pictures with the girls and boys.
He's such a good Santa.
Yeah.
He is.
So I'm gonna go into this one store. It apparently sells beds, baths, and then whatever beyond is. So I'm going to head in there and see whatever I can find for my friend, the Craig Machine.
All right, well, just be careful of that beyond section. I don't like the sound of it.
I'm pretty titillated, and I use that word on purpose.
Of course.
For the beyond section, because I want to know what is actually beyond, say, a bed and a bath.
Yes, I agree. Well, I'm currently walking through a nice old town. Looks like it's out of some Hallmark movie with quaint little shops and coffee bistros and, you know, people walking around wearing a lot of furry boots and scarves. It looks very quaint.
Like a Hallmark Channel show.
A Hallmark Channel show. I don't quite fit in with my wrestling t-shirt and shorts, but, you know, I'm just going to go with it.
But that's what makes you the dynamic individual you are.
That's true. And I knew at a place like this is where I can find some presents for my friend, John.
Well, because I am a quaint Hallmark type guy.
I've always thought so.
I was listening to his show tunes earlier.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
So I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm well-rounded.
So even though we're both out shopping and enjoying our holiday season to get in the spirit, do you think we can still take some time to discuss what happened on WWE this week?
Absolutely, but first things first, Craig. We really do have to say thanks to all our new followers and listeners.
We do. We're up to, I think we're in the 70s now of Twitter followers. That's pretty impressive.
Wow, I don't know why 7 people would listen to us, let alone 70, but thanks to all of you.
Completely agree. Right.
So, and then, you know, if you want to get hold of us and let us know why you like us or what it is you'd like to hear from us, you can hit us up at Take2Takedown. That's 2 with 2 O's. Or you can email us at take2takedown@gmail.com.
Oh, that was beautifully done, sir.
You like that little segue?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm. So,
it's like butter.
In the Beyond section, they have weird, weird things.
I do fit weird things, though. So.
But it's like Twilight Zone-y things. Like, there's these things in here that I can recognize, things like pizza cutters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I have no idea what, like, the fuzzy rugs for the top of your toilet are for.
They're so that if you pee in the middle of the night and you forget to put the top up, you don't wake anybody up by peeing on the top because the fur just soaks it up.
So it's like a chamois wow for your toilet.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn it, that's brilliant.
Brilliant, isn't it?
And you know what I'm looking at? Squatty potty.
I mean, it is the way to comfortably poop, so.
Well, but you know why that stands out to me? Raw opens up. You got Samoa Joe, and he's literally standing in the middle of the ring in a squatty potty position, calling out Roman Reigns.
Oh.
Basically saying, Reigns, you a bitch. I knows you a bitch. Calling you the bitch. Bring your bitch ass out here. I'm going to smack you up like the bitch you is.
Yep. And of course,
and I loved it.
And of course, Rain comes out, because that's what happens. You can't call out the big dog and not expect him to come.
Oh, but wait. It was Trickery.
Twickery.
He said, Samoa Joe calls him out and says, I don't need anyone. Let's go mano a mano, one-on-one. But the bar was hiding in wait.
Who knew that that would happen? If only Reigns had some people he could call on to help him as well.
Who comes running down the ramp?
Oh, the rest of the Shield come down.
But Samoa Joe had already choked out a little Roman Reigns, who got stomped by the bar in the meantime, so he's a little out of the game. So now it's a 3-on-2. Shield can't handle their business. They get their business handed to them.
They do. They get broken down. But this leads into what happens the rest of the episode, which is a nice, you know, Ambrose fight, a nice Rollins fight, a nice Reigns fight. So
yeah, everybody gets a little piece.
Everybody gets a little something.
I got to say, they were all three. All three of the individual matches, great matches.
A lot of
great wrestling in there and a lot of great storytelling. My favorite, and I'm shocked that I'm even saying this, but my favorite was the Cesaro-Reigns match.
I want to disagree with you, but you're completely right. Out of the three, out of the Rollins and Sheamus, the Ambrose and Samoa Joe, and then the Reigns and Cesaro match, Reigns and Cesaro, I think, was the top one.
So, and like, Sheamus and Rollins had a really good match. It was really good wrestling. Everything was sold, and I loved it. I just absolutely adored it. But when I think of which one was the best match out of all of it, like, I could easily go back and rewatch Cesaro and Reigns, and now I want them to have the heat. You know, speaking of heat, as I'm looking at the heated mittens back here.
Yes.
We talk about heat a lot. Heat has like two definitions in the wrestling world. Heat if your character is going to get a lot of push, so you get a lot of attention, you get heat put on you. Heat also means in the wrestling world where if you and your opponent have like beef, like you have a story where there's anger or animosity between you, the two of you have heat. So
right, exactly. And if they're good, the WWE writers and stuff like that realize who's having the heat, either from the audience sometimes, which isn't necessarily part of the writing, and they realize that they can sort of fan that heat and make a storyline even more entertaining for all of us.
Well, absolutely. It's kind of like when they bring out Absolution and they saw the crowd reaction to, wow, this is great. We're getting something new. Give me more. And now Absolution is blowing up. They've got the heat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So kind of like,
look at us. We're educating those listeners we have.
And if we're going to do definitions, let's go with pop.
That's true. You know, with pop being where you get that initial, you know, sort of burst of energy, burst of, you know, sort of excitement that people are talking about, you know, at the show or after the show, you know, where it's happening. And so when someone comes out, like, you know, say again, for instance, Absolution with Paige coming out, you get that initial pop of like, oh my gosh, she's back. You know, she's here. She's destroying everybody. Like, this is great. And if you don't keep that, you know, sort of upwards momentum going, you can lose that pretty quickly.
Hey, even better. It's like you had Matt Hardy. As soon as he hit the Woken Matt Hardy character, he got that pop.
Huge pop, right. A huge pop. And people enjoying what he's doing and people interested that want him to see him on the show more.
Hey, so, I mean, he's the ultimate definition here of he had a huge pop. He's got nothing but heat right now, and he's in it. So as much as I hate the whole Woken Matt Hardy,
I hate it.
I think it is the biggest piece of crap, and I can't find a bucket big enough to carry it out of here.
You love it. I will say, like, I was last week, I enjoyed their sort of promo battle back and forth between Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy. Doing it again this week, where it's almost the exact same thing, but it's even like more split cuts.
But
for some reason, every time you went to the other one, you had to show like that 2 second intro
with the little word "woken."
Woken, and then it broke across the center, and then you had to then you get to Wyatt, and they're like, "Oh, let's show the, you know, the creepy moss and trees and ravens for like that split second." Like every time they did it, it's like what. And especially as
wait, Craig.
Yes.
Craig, there's this place outside of Bed Bath & Beyond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They sell pretzels.
I do love pretzels.
I'm going to give me one of them cinnamon sugar junks.
One
is three?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Sorry. I sidetracked. I saw that walking by the mall.
I was
Christmas lady looking.
Christmas lady looking
out in the mall.
Those pretzel ladies were calling your name.
You know how it is.
You know how it is, yo.
But, like, as much as I hate Woken Matt Hardy, it kills me. I mean, you and I totally disagree on this because you love Woken Matt Hardy.
I love it.
I love Bray Wyatt and the fact that he can cut these like super dark, eerie promos, and now they've got him going up against, you know, the kid who had a brick bashed against his head.
Yes.
Exactly. And Bray is just getting as stupid as Matt Hardy, and I keep giggling, but it's just like I'm laughing out of frustration because I don't know what else to do.
No one knows what to do. The writers don't know what to do. They don't know what they're doing. They're just laughing back and forth to each other over and over again.
But I will say it had one of my two favorite catchphrases or just little clips that just had to be said. Like when Bray Wyatt says, "Why would you follow a jester when you can follow in the footsteps of a king?" I was like, ooh. I want a t-shirt with that on it.
Yep.
I want it tattooed on my arm so everybody thinks I'm a badass. Yep. That's how much I like it.
Yep.
And then
not only that, I want it on a t-shirt and I want it on the back so people walking behind me can see it.
Yes.
My footsteps.
And then my other one from Raw was...
Deville?
Yes. She says, "It's time to put your hair up and square up." I was like, damn, she just called you out.
Called you out, yo. Called you out. But it was Absolution, I will say, had some interesting things this time. You know, they had the whole Bayley and Mickey James versus Paige and Mandy Rose, which Absolution won, and you knew they were going to. Like, that wasn't really a surprise.
Blue Sushi and Cinnamon Sugar Pretzel. Delicious. Fucking delicious.
Delicious.
Not just delicious. It's, like, fucking delicious.
I totally understand. Oh, look at this. Oh, there's like a quaint little like tea shop here. I can go get some tea and crumpets while I'm shopping around for you.
Oh, are you the English man of manners?
Apparently, I'm very fancy here.
Yes, fancy dancy while I'm eating my peasant food of cinnamon pretzels and blue squishy.
I'm going to go have some tea with my pinky out and eating some crumpets because that's what I do.
You civilized son of a bitch.
You love it.
It's petty jealousy talking.
I know.
But
continuing with Absolution, they actually went after Asuka this time, which they had been avoiding for the past 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, but what happens when you mess with the queen?
When you mess with Asuka, the whole women's locker room came out to stop that.
And they all came out. They said, enough's enough, bitches.
Bitches.
You want to bring it? It would be brought in. I wanted almost like the, not the Step Up, what's the cheerleader movie? Bring it on? I wanted Bring It On style, kind of like cheer off.
I'm totally down with that.
So if my girl Becky can't be there, because we all know when Becky comes back, she's going to own that division.
Own it.
Done with this. Because done. Becky Lynch, I love you. As a matter of fact, I'm going into this store. Apparently, Victoria has a secret, and it's all underwear.
Unmentionables?
Just know that I'm right by that store, and Becky Lynch, I love you.
Love you.
Love you.
And then Raw ended with the Kane and Braun Strowman. Apparently the fight everyone's been wanting.
I mean...
Which, you know...
It had a few other matches. I'm done with the Finn Balor messing with the Miz Taraj. And
completely agree.
You and I have both talked about the Cruiserweight stuff. It's fun to watch, but I care less about the storylines.
Yes.
Let me ask you, though, how do you feel about the Enzo Nia Jax kind of... flirty thing.
I don't know. It's interesting because it's bringing something else to Cruiserweight that I find interesting. You know, because that's recently been the time where I've just sort of tuned out when I'm watching Raw.
I'm going to keep telling you, with Nia Jax there, I could stare at her eyes all day.
That is true.
She has fucking beautiful eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of staring, so we're watching the Kane and the Strowman match, and I'm liking it, and it was almost predetermined that neither one of them would win, because it's like, the winner of this match goes on to face Braun Strowman.
Yeah, no, in like 3 weeks, 3 months almost, like, Rumble, so yeah, they weren't going to announce that already.
All right, so... Either Braun Strowman wins right out, and after watching Kane trip over because he was too exhausted to finish the match, you know, I kind of hope it goes that way, but I also see it going as we can't determine a winner, so it'll be a fatal three ways.
Yes, that's exactly what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan of that. But
I'm going to tell you, all in all, Raw was as good as the pretzel slurpee combination.
That's pretty good.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. It was very satisfying. It was very filling. Mm-hmm. It hit my sweet spot. It hit that need for a little salty flavor.
A little something.
I liked it. What I didn't like, though, was when in the Dean Ambrose Samoa Joe match, they had Jason Jordan sitting up on the apron there, up on the stage.
Right.
You know he was going to come and interfere with the match. You know it was going to cost Dean Ambrose the match. But I am so sick of Baby Jordan coming out, and I won. Like, yeah. Even in the promo, he's like, hey, Dad, you know, I'm sorry, and da-da-da, but you should give me a match. And when Kurt steps up and says, hey, I may be your dad, but I'm also a general manager, and you're just not ready, he goes, that's fine, then I guess I'll just call you Kurt. Don't break Daddy Warbucks' heart like that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a slack-jaw old man. He doesn't even know who you are half the time.
Right. He didn't acknowledge you till 6 months ago.
So, I'm tired of Jason Jordan.
I think the storyline is done. He needs something else.
That needs to go. Kid's got talent.
He does. So he's got staying power. You just got to think of something else to do with him.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I'm sure they'll give him to Dolph Ziggler at some point, and Ziggler will give a pop back up.
Oh, man.
That's what Ziggler does.
Ziggler is the ultimate in bringing people.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
He would be like the pizza delivery guy of the WWE.
He would be.
Hey, we need something new, hot, and tasty. Get Dolph to deliver somebody.
Get Dolph to do it.
Like, I mean, Rude in and of himself is good, but what made him better? The competition with Ziggler.
Right, exactly.
So, I don't know. Exactly. I like the fact that they're throwing Ziggler in the three-way for the U.S. champion, but the problem I have with it is we all know Ziggler's not going to win it.
No, right. Exactly. Right.
My prediction would be, you know, Rude's going to win it.
That's what I would probably lean towards, too, Rude more than Corbin. I think they've given Corbin enough, so they're probably going to give something to Rude.
Well, I mean, Corbin's a good character, but Corbin himself is, you know, he just doesn't sell it. He doesn't know how to talk. He can't be the heel, like the consummate heel. He's just like a grumpy, you know, hipster.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I guess that would lead us into SmackDown.
As we're talking about it now. Now, as I'm leaving this glorious little tea house, I mean,
as your dainty, a delicate flower,
was SmackDown as refined and delicious as Team Crumpets?
Well,
I mean,
let me put it this way.
Raw equaled your delicious slushy and pretzels, does SmackDown equal my Team Crumpets?
I don't know. We'll have to talk about it and find out. I will tell you that I enjoyed both shows this week, and I thank the WWE and Santa for giving us this Christmas fun of wrestling on the USA Network.
I think I completely agree with that. We have to.
By the way, I just want you to know I went total cliche. And speaking of dainty and delicate, I got a little green thing that, you know, I will send to Becky Lynch. I don't think that's stalking, is it?
No, that's not stalking at all.
I mean, it's not creepy, right?
No.
If I just buy underwear and send it to a random person who doesn't know me, but I profess my love to every episode, 10 episodes of professing my love to her.
That's just thoughtful.
That's what I was thinking.
That's just thoughtful.
That's exactly where I was going.
Right. Well, over here in the Bridges of Madison County's Main Street,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've bought myself some nice furry UGG boots.
You are going ultra trendy, yuppie.
I'm just trying to fit in.
Well,
I'm staring at the wrestling shorts with the UGG boots as if that's not normal, but I think it looks good.
I don't have a problem with the fact because I'm in this store called Hot Topic. The cashier here has more body piercings than I have coins in my pocket.
Well, you know, that's because they're classy.
I think that says, you know, true artist?
Artist?
I mean, I assume it's art because they have tattoos all over them.
Right, exactly.
And I don't know for the life of me who would name their child Esmeralda, but that's what she has on her name tag.
I'm going to think that's a self-picked name.
So her lips aren't naturally black?
Oh, I mean, hers probably are, just like Paige.
Well, we talked about Paige. She had, like, the inflated blimp lips.
Oh, that's true. She did.
And I still can't figure out if she's just coloring her lips with, like, a extra-wide Sharpie, or did she get collagen injections?
I'm gonna guess just a little bit of both this holiday season.
Well, while in Hot Topic, I am looking at skinny jeans with wallet chains for you, my friend.
There's nothing that says me more than a pair of skinny jeans and a wallet chain. I know that.
Nothing is as sexy as a fat man in skinny jeans.
But don't worry, I'll watch you some matching furry boots so we can match next time we get together.
Ooh! Mm-hmm. I just love the fact that Uggs keep my feet warm.
Yep. Not even a Christmas present. It's just a because you're you present.
It's a festival, a friendship present.
It is.
Speaking of Festival of Friendship, one half of that, Kevin Owens, comes out, and with his new buddy, Sami Zayn, they start the whole show with passing out flyers of No More McMahon, and they've got the Yep t-shirts on, and they're going to...
Yep t-shirts. This is the Yep movement.
They're going to do a takeover and an Occupy the Ring and all this stuff movement, and I got to say, the little tip to Daniel Bryan, something's working, something's stewing here, where I think they're going to take the Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens with the Daniel Bryan kind of supporting them. I think they're trying to build up a story where Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon are going to go at it.
I actually think you're right. Like, which, I mean, if that's where this is leading, like, I will admit, you know, to start the SmackDown when they were starting it with this Yep movement and the flyers and the Occupy SmackDown, I really wasn't all for it. But starting to get Daniel Bryan involved in this with them, like sort of against Shane,
as you watch all the way through the show at the very end when Kevin Owens has his match with Shinsuke,
yeah,
Daniel Bryan comes out, puts a ref shirt on, and literally counts out Shinsuke to help Kevin Owens win.
Exactly, exactly.
So, as much as I'm kind of leery and a little on the fringe about it, I'm still kind of interested in where this is going.
Yeah, and I mean, and I think what they're going to do with Clash of Champions, you know, with the guest referees being Bryan and McMahon, that's going to be interesting. I don't know. Mm-hmm. This turning out to be a little more fun than I thought it would be.
The only concern I have is Bryan clear to wrestle?
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
With his neck issues, can he wrestle? I know he can take some stuff, but I don't think he can like get in the ring and do a whole match.
No, exactly. So is he gonna pull a Kurt Angle and go wrestle for 7 minutes and then disappear and then come back?
Well, that's because he had to take a nap and get some Metamucil.
Right, exactly.
I don't think Brian's that far back.
No, just directly IV insure into his bloodstream so that he can keep moving.
Mm. Hey, you know what they have at this Hot Topic?
Mm-hmm.
They have the little Smeedy and Baby Gap shirts with rock bands that if you were born anywhere past 1990, you wouldn't know who they were.
Yes, yes.
But they're really hip and trendy to wear anyway.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So a whole bunch of, you know, Soundgarden t-shirts and Pearl Jam.
And Nirvana.
Nirvana. Mm-hmm.
And then we go even deeper. There's the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin.
They don't know who any of those are, but they're cool.
Yeah, but those shirts are goddamn cool.
They are. I hope you're getting one for yourself.
Oh, right now I just picked up Heart. Anna Nancy Wilson. Nothing says manly and sexy like a man in a Heart t-shirt.
Nothing.
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 Got Barracuda strapped across the back.
Nothing at all. But while we're looking for all these lovely gifts for us for Christmas, I mean, I think we have to discuss what is the best holiday of the year, Rusev Day.
Rusev Day! Every day is Rusev Day!
Oh, I could watch Aiden English sing about Rusev Day songs.
He finished out the 12 days of Rusev.
It was beautiful.
But I love Rusev. He comes out, and every time Aiden English sings, like, anything Rusev Day, you just see him in the back going, it's Rusev Day! Machka!
Aiden
Machka kicks!
I'm waiting for him to come out wearing a cowboy hat and start doing some cowboy dancing.
Oh, God. I know we don't talk behind-the-scenes stuff, but that whole video of him singing Rusev Day on YouTube
amazing.
Is hilarious.
So amazing. We need to see that on live television.
So the whole Rusev and Aiden English thing is really getting, once again, really getting some heat.
Yeah.
They've got them up against the Usos, the title holders at this point, and they actually win the match.
Right,
and
which is surprising.
Knowing that it's they're going into Clash of Champions in a four-way tag team competition, you got the New Day there, and they're just sitting on the side eating pancakes.
Because they have the New Day, and it's why we love them.
But, I mean, and that's the glory of the fucking New Day. They just sit on the side and eat pancakes, yep. And you're like, that's absolutely okay.
Absolutely okay, and somehow makes sense.
But not only are they eating pancakes, they're throwing them at the commentators, and just, I mean, being asses on the edge. And
it's so great.
And I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah.
But Rusev and English pick up the win. Yeah. They beat the Usos.
I was very surprised at that. If you told me 3 months ago that this was going to be a fight, I would say there was no way that Usos were going to lose to them.
Especially the Aiden English?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But I loved it.
I can easily go another 3 months watching Rusev get all excited about Rusev Day.
Yep, completely agree.
It's Rusev Day.
I'm hoping we're going to get a happy Rusev year song.
Oh, man.
Later
that's,
this month.
That would be it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
of course.
Let me ask you this. I am straight up on the AJ wagon. I'm totally a big fan of AJ. I think he can talk on the mic. He can work the mic. He can wrestle. He is the epitome of what a WWE wrestler and entertainer should be. Did not like his opening this week.
No, I agree.
With the Singh brothers.
I agree. And I don't know if it's if this whole sort of thing with him and the Singh brothers and Mahal's, if it's getting played out or what it is. But I didn't feel it it worked this week.
Wait a minute, I just found this store called Brookstone?
That sounds fancy.
It's got these chairs that vibrate.
Ooh.
I'm going to go jiggle my ass.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're sitting in the chair when you do it.
Oh, wait. I got two mixed up. Okay. I'm going to get in the chair. I'm going to turn it on and see what it does.
Right.
Just want to let you know.
Well, I found this little nice little shop. It sells little tiny crystal figures. I mean, it looks like I could make you some sort of crystal menagerie. I might have to go check this out.
Just the fact that you used the word menagerie is very impressive.
We fancy here. We fancy but up in Madison County.
You are living the high life in your Uggs and wrestling singlet.
Yep. As I always am.
And your cardigan sweater.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You got to keep it classy.
Mm-hmm. We also had on SmackDown the Bludgeon Brothers eating two new gentlemen.
Let's be honest. The best part of that whole match was that guy squeal before he got slammed.
Yes.
He's like,
yep. And now he's dead.
Yeah, I think they killed him.
I didn't even write down their names because it doesn't matter.
We just call them Food.
Food. Mm-hmm.
But now you're going to have, like, where that would be a McDonald's, now they're stepping up to, like, a Ruby Tuesdays where they're going to wrestle Fandango at Clash of Champions.
I know.
And it's, what, is it being out in the fresh air and all that, is it making you sleepy, boo-boos?
It is making me a little bit sleepy. I think it's the comfortness of the boots.
Ooh, you know, I hear they are like walking on pillows. And speaking of pillows, the vibrations on my rear end is just making it soft and supple.
Like a pillow.
Very nice.
I've always described your rear end as two nice pillows pushed together.
That's from a movie somewhere.
No. No, I think of things like this on my own.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
But back to AJ, not a big fan of the monologue, not a big fan of Ice. You sneaky thing, brothers. You try to play games, but you don't catch me. I'm AJ. Me and my soccer mom here figured it out.
Yeah. I was not a fan of it this week. I hope somehow it gets a little better next week.
Well, they're trying to build the tension. Mahal comes out. I think this is Mahal's last push. They're not going to give him another shot at AJ after this when he loses a clash. But good for him, and I hope Mahal sticks around. He's a good character, but he's got to move on to a different story.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
And then with that, since we're talking about title bouts, we had Dolph Ziggler facing Baron Corbin.
Right.
With Bobby Roode at ringside.
Hanging out of commentary. Unfortunately, not eating pancakes.
Nah, no pancakes there. No. But the glorious one is there just going at it.
Right. And then eventually he just comes right in the middle of it and glorious DDT Ziggler. On last week.
Beautiful.
And then he does the exact same thing to Baron Corbin.
Well, because Corbin deserved it.
Right, exactly. All leading up to the three-way match they're going to have this weekend at Clash.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that.
I want Ziggler to win. I think Roode is going to take it.
I think you're right. I think you're completely right. I mean, as much as I would want Ziggler to win because I feel he deserves it, I think they're going to be pushing Bobby Roode more.
No, lady, I don't want my eyebrows waxed. They have these little...
You sure about that?
I need it. I just don't want it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I mean, I'm pretty much going for the Bigfoot Christmas look.
Oh, I mean, you know, as long as you put some glitter on there, you'll be fine.
Red glitter. I'm really working on the eye beards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've heard it's a new thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, all us cool kids have them.
Yeah, exactly. What else we have for SmackDown? Oh, we did have some Ruby Riott and Charlotte versus each other.
Yeah, and Ruby Riott brings the little Riott squad down to the side of the ring.
Right, and then you got Natalya sitting in the commentary, and, you know, she's hanging out there, and then, oh, look, she comes out and gets in the way. Oh, what a shame. And she lays out Charlotte, and then it becomes a DQ, so the match ends that way.
And then Naomi comes back, and oh, great, Naomi's back. She lives. Because remember last week, she got carted out on a stretcher.
Exactly, and surprise, surprise, she's still alive.
And then, just like Raw the night before, the whole ladies' locker room clears out to get rid of the Riot Squad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm enjoying Riot Squad, I'm enjoying Absolution, but they really need to make sure they're doing different storylines with them.
I don't even mind if there's some parallels, but not the exact same ones on the exact same night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but keep it up. I like where you're going with it. You know what I mean? I like the new seasoning in the women's division, and I like the flavor, and I like the story, and I like all the new characters. I'm really looking forward to them getting fleshed out, and I like the fact that they're taking their time to flesh out, like the Mandy Rose and the, you know, the God, why can't I remember any of their names?
The DeVille and the Sarah Logan and
yeah. I'm horrible. You know what it is? The vibrating chair and
You're full of pretzels,
and I'm not in it to win it right now. I am way focused on shopping for you, my friend, because I need to get you the perfect gifts.
I know you will, buddy. I know you will.
I don't want to disappoint, okay, man?
You never disappoint.
Hey,
buck up, cowboy.
I'm going to lock it up.
Buck up. All right. Your friendship is all I need.
I'm going to lock it up.
Lock.
All right.
Lock.
All right. I'm better. Lock. I'm better. I'm better. Musa.
There you go.
Speaking of great friends, let's get back to Owen and Zane.
They do a lot more pushing of their yep movement during the show. Like I said, we get the Daniel Bryan coming out, sort of siding with them, saying he'll be the guest referee in their tag match, and then you end the show with Shinsuke Nakamura versus Kevin Owens.
And who didn't see Owens getting over on this one, because they need to push the story. So we got drama inside and outside of the ring, and
right, because Randy Orton comes down too, and it becomes a whole thing, and yeah.
Yeah, shit's flying around. The whole world's in uproar. Cats are sleeping with dogs. Owens winds up getting the win as the referee gets knocked out. Daniel Bryan pulls out the referee, dons the shirt, gives the quicker count out to Owens. Owens wins the match. And that's how we end SmackDown, buddy.
Which I'm sure leads into drama for Clash of Champions.
I'm sure it does, my friend. I'm sure it does.
So I think that leads into we need to make our predictions for this weekend's Sunday night Clash of Champions.
So, at Clash of Champions, first match, may I be so bold as to predict for both of us?
I think you can, because I think, why am I more excited for this opening match than anything else on the actual Clash of Champions card?
Yeah, I'm just basically looking at it, and this is the only match, like, I really am like, God, I hope this turns out the way I want it to.
Yep.
But it's the Mojo Rawley versus Zack Ryder. And I don't know if you've been following it, but there has been a big Twitter war between the two of them.
There has, and it's so much fun to read.
But the best part is, like, granted, I am a huge Mojo fan, and Mojo's just sitting there like, shut your mouth. I'm lifting weights. I'm getting ready for this fight. I'm going to show everybody what a bitch you are. And Zach is basically being like, well, you know, I am a bitch. So.
Right. Yes, pretty much exactly that.
And just Mojo is owning him on Twitter. I think he's going to own him in the ring. So I'm going Mojo. Where are you going, Bubba?
Oh, we're both going Mojo for this one.
Straight up Mojo. We love us some Mojo.
Mojo.
I mean, him and I are basically best friends now. He's liked two of my tweets.
I mean, that is very true. That is very true.
I mean, we're like besties.
I'm surprised you guys don't have a room together now.
We don't need a room. I think what we're going to do is just, he's going to come over at Christmas and have the whole dinner thing with the family, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. But, I mean, Mojo and I just, we hang.
You hang. You're just buddies like that.
Yeah. I mean, I call him Mojo. He calls me whatever he wants.
Right.
So, we're fine.
He calls you Peter.
Yeah. And that's not my name.
I don't think you care.
No.
He's hanging out with you.
No, not at all. Nope. He goes, hey, Peter. I'm like, me? Yeah, me? Oh, yeah, I'm Peter.
Yes, mm-hmm. sir, Mr. Mojo?
Absolutely, sir. But now that we're done talking about my best friend.
Your bestie.
Yeah. I mean, outside of you, of course.
Right. Of course.
We have the WWE Championship match with AJ Styles and Jinder Mahal, the modern-day Maharaja.
So where do you think you're going with this one? I think I'm liking Jinder for this one.
Really?
I think they're going to give it to him. They're gonna have him win it so that he can sort of try and get some of that heat back and maybe move on to something else.
Wow, no. I think they gave it to AJ for a reason. AJ's coming off that huge pop with the Brock Lesnar bout. And I think while he still has more of the heat than Mahal does, I think they're going to allow him to keep it and then try to build a better story with a different character. So I'm going AJ on that one.
All right. We're split.
It happens.
But I think we're going to come back together in this next one for the U.S. Championship of Corbin versus Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler. I think, as we discussed, we're both saying Bobby Roode for this one.
We're both picking Bobby Roode for this one, but I'm going to go and put out there, I always want the Dolph to win.
Yeah, agreed.
I would love to see Dark Horse Dolph win. Mm-hmm. He's a rocket strapper. He's a delivery boy.
He is. He does a great job of it.
Yep, he's the transporter. That's it. Then we got the Women's Championship where Natalya asked for a fair rematch for the title against the Queen.
The Queen,
Charlotte Flair.
Who are you thinking for this one? I'm thinking Flair.
I'm going Flair, too. She's going to retain the belt, and I'm very happy because she's not strutting in the ring anymore.
I noticed. She listened to what we've been trying to tell her this whole time. I'm glad she's a fan of the show.
I'm just trying to give her that push because eventually Asuka's coming, and there's going to be newer people coming, and unfortunately, Charlotte, you're going to have to find a new shtick. You're going to have to get something to get back in the game.
Now, I have to ask you, John, mere hypothetical question. If you were to receive a hand-woven Afghani scarf that someone was to buy for you in a small, quaint town, would you prefer a purple or more of a beige?
You know, I do have a bit of panache and flair about me, so I would have to say the purple.
Okay. I mean, hypothetical question, though.
A lot of people say purple is a girl's color. I say no, it's a regal color. Kings wear it.
Kings of kings, in fact.
So I will wear purple with pride.
All right. Well, I'll know that for reference in case it ever comes up.
Then for you, if you were to say maybe, get a Christmas sweater, do you go for more of a mauve or a desert rose color? I mean, just for accents.
Right, just for accents. I mean, I'd probably say Desert Rose because I feel that better brings out the color of my eyes.
It would really, really accent that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah. All hypothetical questions.
All right. Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
We have the tag team champion.
We do.
Hence, Clash of Champions, all the champion belts of the SmackDown line are on the line. But you got the Usos versus the New Day, and we know they're going to be buddies.
Right.
And then you have the Dark Side, and I'll let you say it because you've coined the name.
Right, the Benjables.
And?
And Rusev in English.
Rusev Day!
So who?
It's Rusev Day.
Who gets this? I mean, it's one of those things, as we've discussed, New Day can always take it, but New Day doesn't need it.
So, this is for the belts.
Right.
I want to say, you know what? I'm going to give it to the Benjables.
Really?
I'm going to give it to the Benjables, but I'm going to say it's going to be done with trickery, and Rusev and English are going to have some way of getting in there and causing a disruption, and then Gable will go in and, you know, get the quick pin, and it'll be a big controversy, but I'm going to give it to the Benjables. I don't know why. I just feel it.
feel it. I feel you. I'm thinking I'm going to go a little off, and I'm going to actually say Rusev in English.
Wow, you're going to
build off this push and this heat that they've been having, and WWE's just going to go all for it and give it to them and have them hold it until the next event.
I don't know. I don't think the pop's big enough right now. I think, like, we're building a fan base. You and I are, we've always loved Rusev, but now we're buying into the Rusev Aiden English thing. So I'm just saying, I can't see it yet. I can see, because they've been making a big push with the Benjables against the Usos for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I'm thinking the Benjables. But who cares if I'm wrong? All four of them are decent teams.
Completely agree.
So we'll see what happens.
Completely agree.
And then we've already said it. Breezango is just more food for the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yep. 100%. There's no way it's not going to be the Bludgeon Brothers winning this.
No. And then the main event, my friend, Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura, which is Japanese for partner to be named later.
Right. Versus besties of life.
Guardian Angels.
Right. Owens and Zayn with special guest referees.
And the special stipulation that if Owens and Zayn lose, they're fired.
Fired.
You are fired.
Who are you thinking for this? Because I can see this going two ways. I can see this Owens and Zayn lose. This somehow, instead of getting fired, there's a whole Daniel Bryan thing and he tries to bring him back. Or maybe they even go to Raw. Or...
No.
Do they win?
This is my prediction. One of two things will happen. Either way, it's going to cause heat between Bryan and McMahon. It will either be Daniel Bryan will do a quick count out for Owens or Zayn, and Shane will be like, no, I didn't count it. You counted it. That's not right. Some sort of dissension there that way, but Owens and Zayn win the match that way. Or there'll be some sort of controversy in the ring between Bryan and Shane that they won't finish the match so that they can't officially be fired, but there is no real winner.
Ooh, like a no-decision DQ kind of thing. Yeah,
so I'm going that route.
Got it.
But there is no way. Like, Owen said it. Listen, the last 4 weeks we have been the main event of every SmackDown you've had. You can't get rid of us as talent. We are too good.
He's right.
I just want you to know, as I'm walking through the mall, there is a Sleep Number Select store here.
Ooh, we hear about those fancy beds.
I literally can go in, lay down on this bed, find my magic number, and it will cradle me like a baby to the bosom.
Like a baby to the bosom.
And let me sleep in delicate slumber.
Slumber.
So.
I love it.
As we are getting to the end, I'm considering maybe taking a nappy nap before I finish my shopping for you.
Oh, well, let's at least finish out the show before you get into that.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. That's all I ask from you.
So let me ask you this, then. We're making decisions. Do you want to play Gamer, Flamer, and Lamer? Or do you want to do the Face and Heel of the Week or the Favorite Storyline of the Week? What do you want to do?
I think let's go into Gamer, Flamer, and Lamer.
Gamer, Flamer, and Lamer. Okay. The category this week for Gamer, Flamer, and Lamer, the way it's played is, Gamer is who should hold that spot. Who is the best right now in all of WWE, SmackDown or Raw, who should hold that spot? Flamer is, what's the up-and-comer that's going to provide that competition for the person that holds that spot? And then Lamer is maybe somebody right now that's getting the heat that shouldn't, or that just should just go away.
Just disappear altogether.
Just be gone.
Got it.
So, with that in mind, and it being Clash of Champions, who do you think, because we did a combined championship, who do you think should be the SmackDown Tag Team Champions? And I will give you the other stipulation of you can make a team as long as they're on the SmackDown roster.
Ooh, so anyone on the SmackDown roster, you're saying I can make into a team. I like the way you're thinking.
So tag team gamers, who should have it right now? My obvious...
Yes, you go first.
I'm sorry. Well, I did make the game up. So my obvious for the gamer is this, the New Day.
Yes.
They are the epitome of tag team talent in SmackDown right now. The gamers, or the flamers, the ones that should get the heat, that should come together, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more with both those selections. You know, I mean, the New Day is always top game, you know, and as we talked about before and Owens mentioned, I mean, they've been the top draw, Owens and Zayn, for the past four episodes of SmackDown.
And then the lamers, if Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura just stopped, I don't think I would care.
Nope. I would have no problem with that whatsoever.
Like, the pop that Shinsuke had coming out, I think is gone. And Randy's heat is tepid at best. So that's my gamers, flamers, and lamers.
Yeah, I'd like to have discussion and dissension amongst each other to talk about stuff, but I think you're completely right on that. I think everything that you pointed out, I mean, Shinsuke and Orton just need to be done. And honestly, as much as I enjoy Randy Orton, he's one of those people that can disappear for a few months and come back just as strong. And, you know, well, I think that would be okay to have a little break from him.
I would
makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, I would respect him more if he was at a Cena level right now, where it's just like, you know, a little pop here and there. It's like, oh my God, the Viper out of nowhere. You know what I mean? But right now, him and Shinsuke are basically like the corporate bitches of Shane McMahon.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right.
So, and I have no vested. Yeah, I have no vested interest in them because that's all they are to me.
No. Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can't fight the fight, I'll get my boy Randy and Shinsuke over here, and they'll fight for me. So, speaking of fighting, I am really fighting the urge to go sleep on this deep number mattress. You know what, though?
Number mattress.
And, you know, it's...
Well, let's cover the local events that happened and that are coming up, and then we'll be close to your sleeping time.
Do you know what else is next to the Sleep Comfort Store?
Mm-hmm.
As seen on TV, where you can buy the stuff that is seen on TV. Right now, I'm looking at cans of Flexio paint next to the Slap Chopper, next to the bamboo pillow.
I mean, if you had a boat with a screen door in the bottom, you can flex seal that thing and it'll still float.
I know. Isn't that badass?
Crazy. It's crazy.
Crazy. And I'm giving you a segue. A little strange, wouldn't you say?
Almost as strange as? As strange happenings that occurred this past weekend from the Great Coast Pro people in Delaware. Where, you know, they had all those weird, strange stipulations. I know they had a family dinner match, but they were all sitting at a table, and they had food and chairs and everything there to use. But our boy, Big Gene Snitsky, went a two-on-one match against their Spalding Savages and won, keeping his belt.
Did he eat one of the Savages like I predicted?
I'm pretty sure he didn't eat a whole one, but at least a foot and leg before he stopped.
I told you one of the Savages would get eaten.
Right. You're completely right. You're completely right. And now the Right Coast Pro's next event isn't until mid-January. January 13th, they have their Opposite Elements one, where you're going to have champion Big Gene Snitsky against another former WWE superstar, Mordecai.
Also known as Kevin Thorne.
Also known as Kevin Thorne when he was like a vampire. But this, he's going for the Mordecai, you know, where he is a religious zealot.
Yeah, yeah. I know the character.
Yes, yes. I think he was a little more popular in the Kevin Thorne days. That's what I remember him as. But
But, you know, should be good. And Right Coast Pro, couple things. I don't know if you know this. 5 years. 5 years of running promotions.
That's insane.
Yeah, so
good.
Happy anniversary there, Right Coast Pro, for 5 years of quality entertainment. And looking at their website and their Twitter feed, got some new merch out.
Yep, a little new merch, a little Christmas gifts for people if you're interested.
Yeah, so get over there, get yourself a little White Coast Pro, White Coast Pro, show them your pride, your promo, and spend some money.
You know it, buddy. You know it.
And if you want any of that, plus tickets, all you got to do is go on their website. It's, www.rightcoastpro.com. Whatever happened to the definition of ring technician Harry M. Baldwin?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Snitsky didn't eat him, so he's definitely somewhere.
I know.
We should find him.
I miss him. I swear I want to make it my mission to talk to that guy.
I think we can do that. We think we can do that. Now that his, you know, the belt has been relinquished to Snitsky, maybe we can somehow find...
He would talk to the underlings.
Harry M. Baldwin, exactly. Come down to our lowly level.
I believe
talk to people like you and I.
If I could get a chance to talk to him, that would be epic.
I completely agree. I only hope that when we interview him, he keeps the sunglasses on.
I love me some Harry M. Baldwin.
I know. Couldn't agree more.
And then we also have Maryland Championship Wrestling in Joppa.
Good old Joppa Maryland. Good old Joppa Maryland. You know, their next event is their the Emergence Breakthrough event on January 20th. They have a whole bunch of new independent stars from their area, from around the country that come on to show and really show what they can do so that you can get some of that new talent and see what they look like. Which is nuts.
Craig, I just realized I have to go... I have a date with Santa. I have to go stand in line and wait with Santa.
Oh, you better get on that.
Okay, I'm currently standing in line.
Okay,
I've got some snot-nosed little brat in front of me, and I got his mom who's, hey, how you doing? Apparently Enzo doesn't work in the line for Santa.
Oh.
I almost got slapped. That's your husband, ma'am? Sorry.
Sounds like a cup of haters.
No, I'm not talking to you, sir.
Well, I'm still walking around this quaint little town, and I enjoy these UGG boots, but they don't really grip anything very well. Like, I feel like if I slip on any ice or something, I'm just going to...
Craig?
Oh.
Craig, are you okay? Craig. Oh, Craig?
Hello. I am here. This isn't Craig. I am merely a vessel.
Oh, my God.
Woken.
Oh, my God. Is it Woken Craig?
Woken.
Oh, no. I can't stand the Woken Craig.
Woken. I am a vessel. I've been around for centuries. I've dealt with everyone.
The Woken Craig is bringing out something inside of me. I've got this burning inside of me, this voice in my head talking about the knick-knack paddywhack. Something with the doggy's bone. It's bringing out the fear inside.
Fear? I know fear. You've seen no fear. Centuries of fear I've seen, but they do not scare me. Or my Woken warriors. Nothing fear. Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing is a big darkness, a vast erasure of fields and family and evilness that just grows in the hatred of the weeds with the longing of the solitude. But I fear not, for what I fear is for your well-being, Woken Craig.
Oh, my Woken warriors are here with me. Everyone is here with me. For I am one of the gods now.
You a god? You are no god? I laugh in your face. Oh, Sleepy Mumble Lips. Sleepy Mumble Lips. Sleepy Mumble Lips. We didn't say our thank yous to everybody.
No, that's fine. We said them for 9 episodes straight.
It'll be my inner Bray. Instead of the Eater of Worlds, it'll be the Eater of Squirrels. Oh, I can't do it anymore.
I think that was a perfect way to end the show.
This episode is either going to be really good or really horrible.
I don't care.
There's no in between at this point.
That's totally fine.
This has been a production of WTTP Take 2 Podcast. WTTP. WTTP Podcast. WTTP.
WTTP Podcast.
WTTP Podcast.
WTTP Podcast.